What about, is Hurricane Creek, is that in this neighborhood?
Yes, it's right out the old Birmingham Highway.
What's the name of the river here?
Black Warrior.
What about a little elevation in the ground?
Hill.
I waved my hand, it's about that fly then.
I know he went on the floor, but I haven't...
He was right there.
Well, I think we're about to test the ground.
Let's see, you ever hear the term knob, talking about a...
A doorknob?
No, like a hill.
A knob for hill?
Not in this part of the country, I don't think. Up in the mountains where I come from, there's a funny shaped kind of, it's too steep to be a hill, and they just, I don't know, they call them a knob. Well, up in Chattanooga, there was a big battle at Orchard Knob during the Civil War, I remember. What about a thing that's a lot bigger than a hill that might have snow on top of it? Okay. And, on a mountain, sometime you'll have just a straight drop off. That'd be
cliff.
Okay. What do you call a place where they tie up boats?
Landing or dock.
What about a road? What different kinds of roads, like different surfaces and things?
Dirt road.
All right, a dirt road. What's how many of the road was paved? It might be paved with what?
Slag. Gravel.
Okay. Don Kay is, I don't know. He's a real character.
I haven't met him yet.
I've
met quite a few, but I haven't met him either.
That's wrong.
I have not met him.
He's an interesting man to hear talk. He grew up down in eastern Alabama, and there's a little section in, I guess it's above Montgomery, where people say hide, bide, worried instead of herd, bird. They don't say hood the way they do in Selma, but it's Dr. comes from that area. Hood, bird.
Well, I'm glad you told me that now. I know when he walks up to the counter, I can identify him.
Yeah. He's the only one at that English department.
What part of Alabama is he from?
I've forgotten now. It's central eastern Alabama. I don't remember the county name or anything. But, he was telling me today his nephew, Ben, is going to the University of Massachusetts.
The Ben from here?
Mm-hmm.
I know Ben.
All right.
I went to school with him.
Right.
Brilliant.
Well, he's Dr. nephew.
I did not know
that. And he's getting his doctorate up in, I believe, University of Massachusetts in linguistics. And Jim said that Ben called him the other day and said he had been reading Larry dissertation on Tuscaloosa. And that he just couldn't believe that there was anybody in Alabama who said hurry and buddy. And Jim laughed and said, well, he couldn't say it any other way. I don't know how Ben had known this man all his life. And
not
was not
able.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was.
You know, he talked about Massachusetts. When I was in the Army, I walked in the place up there and asked for a milkshake. And the guy looked at me so funny and he says, a milkshake? You mean flat? I said, well, I don't know what a flap is, but I can tell you how to make a milkshake.
That's right. Exactly the opposite thing happened to me. I had a good friend who's active in the church where I'm active, and he said that his brother, Sonny, the boy I know, is from Boston. And his brother is a high school boy, came down to spend the summer with him, had never been south before. And poor old Lordy,